And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Michael Smith of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I also have Donna Carver, Mag and Walla Tour Media Rep, and we have Lee Dudley and Rhonda Smith with the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Gogak, candidate for state representative. I've treated drug addicts for 30 years. The best way to stop the opioid crisis is to prevent teenage use of the drugs most addicts start with, alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana. But we're not doing it because the corporations that sell these drugs have too much influence over both political parties. We can protect our kids and stop the opioid epidemic. We just need leaders who will do it.
Paid for by Ed Gogak, for state rep, authorized by Ed Gogak.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here today talking with Michael Smith of Big Brothers Big Sisters. How are you today, Michael?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
So what's going on with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Man, oh man, what is going on? So much.
What isn't going on, right?
Right. Right.
You
what
guys
is going
always
on
have stuff.
In the world of mentoring, everybody needs a mentor. I've been with the agency for 8 years now. This August was my 8-year mark.
Wow. That's a long time for anybody to be at a place of employment, it seems like.
It seems like it. And not, you know, maybe years ago it was like, you know, 30 years was the standard, but 8's pretty good these days.
Yeah.
It's been very rewarding. I've had 3 little brothers during that time. One of them, Joseph, is 18 now. And then Sergio, who I'm currently matched with, is 10. Both of them got to be groomsmen last year in our wedding. So that was pretty...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
so
you.
So newlywed.
That was pretty neat because they, they got to be up there with my biological brothers, and I wanted them to have that experience of understanding, hopefully, in that moment, if they didn't already, that they really are brothers to me. They're not just, you know, big brother, little brother. It's so much more than that. And people start as a big and a little, but you become family. And when they were at the tuxedo shop, you know, trying those on and getting to stand in line and take family pictures, I hope that for years to come that that helped cement for them that they're a family.
Right.
You know, we're just brothers, and that's brothers are in each other's weddings. That's what you do. So
that's what you do. But that sounds so great. So when you guys are looking for mentors?
Always. You know, one of those numbers, those internal numbers that is really easy for us to understand and be knowledgeable. And then, you know, but then you talk to anybody outside the organization, and it seems like at times it's a surprise. You know, 67% of the kids that are waiting for a big, are girls. Or, I'm sorry, boys.
Boys.
And then it's about 67% of our volunteers are women. And so we always have a gap when it comes to matching young men in our program. One thing we do to really try to shorten that gap is we have couples matches and family matches that, can, you know, mentor as a couple and a family and choose a boy. I think that in some of our rural communities, you know, as we talk about, you know, Chino Valley and Paulden specifically, we know that there's a need there for, you know, kids to be in this program. I live there. I've worked there for many.
So you're from the area.
Yeah. I live there and I've worked there for many years with these families and children. And I think what's happening in a lot of the neighborhoods is there's a lot of families and couples who have children that they're mentoring their children's friends informally. Just come on over. We're going to go to a picnic. We're going to hang out. You know, I care about you. And I think when it comes to big brothers, big sisters, it, you know, it just gets overlooked at times. And what would be really great is if people understood that, you know, that little brother, little sister that could be added to your family has an additional need, living with a single parent or a single grandparent. And by joining our program, you know, you're going to be in contact with them on a regular basis 2 to 4 times a
right.
month for at least a year. And there's going to be support from us and activities. And I just, there's a great need for mentorship.
And you just mentioned something so key. And you were saying that some people already are doing this and it's just informally.
Yeah.
So, and I know so many parents that are actually doing that, you know, whether their child is in baseball and they're taking care of another baseball child and kind of mentoring that child, or their child is, you know, in ballet or whatever,
right.
and they are already helping that other child and, you know, mentoring that child. So there really isn't that big of a gap when you think about it between doing it informally and then joining and doing it.
There isn't. Actually, there's a lot of stats out there that would suggest that if you already have a pre-existing relationship with a child mm-hmm. that you know, and they had a need, you know, for the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, if you were matched to them, that relationship would last longer because you already do know them.
Gotcha.
And you know the parents. So what I would encourage is for the folks out in Chino and Paulden that have families or recently retired and the, you know, empty nesters, but they're already informally mentoring some child in the neighborhood, to just think about turning that into a formal match with us. Because again, our average match is 33 months in Yavapai County, and we have matches like I just spoke about with Joseph that have lasted for 7 or 8 years or longer.
Wow.
And it just promotes longevity, and it also, you have a match advisor who's a third party ally, if you will, that, you know, if anything comes up between the volunteers and the family or the child, and you need any kind of mediation or just assistance, we're there for that. And then we offer all kinds of discounts. We just had a huge group go to the Diamondbacks game yesterday. We have our agency picnic September 23rd, which is open to all our matches at Granite Creek Park. Football games that get donated to us.
So there's opportunities.
Yeah.
So nothing has to always come out of your pocket.
Right.
And so you can do different things.
And we want that. And mostly we just want these kids to be around positive role models. We all can think about positive role models in our life growing up, and it directly impacts where we're at today. And, you know, the more the merrier. We always say just surround your child with positive adults that have meaningful relationships with them, and you're going to make good choices as you get older, and you're going to be in positions to fill important jobs in the community and, you know, become a mentor and become
right.
a coach and, you know, just be positive, productive, and healthy. And so that's all we're trying to do. And we do it well, and we do it often, but we always need more support, and we always need more folks that, are, like you said, informally mentoring to kind of say, you know what? There is that one kid, and we see him once every 3 to 6 months here and there. What would it be like if we saw him every 2 weeks?
Right.
And we spent 3 hours with him, and we did that for a year or two. I'll bet we could make a huge impact that he will never forget. And
absolutely.
That's how it works.
Because it doesn't take a whole lot of time either.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's we have school-based matches where you see the child for an hour a week in school.
Oh, okay. So if career woman like myself doesn't have a whole lot of time on their hands, that would be a great program.
It would. And in fact, a lot of our police officers in the county, our Bigs in Blue, do that. And they come in uniform and they spend an hour a week in the school having lunch, playing catch, doing some board games, some schoolwork. And they just mentor for an hour. And then we have our community-based mentoring, which is a minimum of 8 hours per month.
Perfect.
And that's not a lot of time.
And I know you guys have an upcoming big event. Isn't that correct?
That is.
Some exciting news.
It really is exciting. out of the 200 children in the Quad City area that are waiting for a big, 100 of them, exist in the Prescott Valley zip codes. And so this Wednesday, we're opening a remote Prescott Valley office for the first time in our,
Wow, congratulations. That's so exciting.
We've had a location there before, but this is as our own office. It's a ribbon cutting at 2 o'clock this Wednesday, the 29th, at 3681 North Robert Road. We're going to have refreshments and all kinds of folks there. And if you're just interested in coming out and saying hi, we just want you to come and just meet some of our staff. And
so where are you guys going to be located in there, your remote office? Is it what's it next to?
It's right on the corner of Robert and Luce.
Okay.
And there's a law office there and, a market. But
right by Robert's Market across from that?
Not Robert's Market. It's
gotcha.
Further down, towards 69.
Oh, okay. But, I know exactly where you're talking.
Yeah, there's an Aflac office there.
Gotcha.
So we're
going to
be in the same building as Aflac.
Okay.
In case anything happens, we'll be covered. So.
Just in case. Yeah. You're completely covered. Well, that's such great and exciting news for you guys. So your ribbon cutting is this Wednesday, and you said 2 o'clock?
Yes. 2 o'clock, refreshments, and lots of great people there. And just come on out and say hi, introduce yourself. We have so many folks also that are involved in this organization, this community, and they're not necessarily mentors, but they're great community partners and donors and volunteers in the office. So really anybody that, has been involved or wants to be involved, we just want you to feel like you can come by and say hi and, meet our president and CEO, Juliana Goswick, and I'm the program director, and just any of our match advisors, any of our staff. And, of course, we're inviting Bigs and Littles as well. So,
wow, how fantastic. There's so many things going on with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Michael Smith, we are so excited to have you today on our show. I appreciate you being here today. And we'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
Clint Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Clint Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Clint Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley, give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Democrats are running attack ads in the Republican primary against Martha McSally, spreading fake news. The so-called age tax, it's actually another Nancy Pelosi lie. News reports call it misleading and say it's, quote, not really a tax. The truth, seniors on Medicare wouldn't pay a single cent more. So why are the Democrats attacking Martha McSally? Because she has the guts to fight their liberal agenda. Martha McSally,
who is not only an Air Force veteran, but the first woman ever to fly a fighter jet in combat in U.S. history. She is terrific. Congresswoman Martha McSally.
A proven conservative leader, McSally fought to defend our country, and now she's fighting to build President Trump's border wall. Defeat the Democrats' lies. On August 28th, vote for conservative Martha McSally for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today. 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. I'm here with our next guest, Donna Carver. She is the MAG and Walla Tour media rep. How are you today, Donna?
I am very fine. Thank you very much for having us on the air. I appreciate
it. No problem. So, last you were here, we talked a little bit about the Walla Tour as it's officially kicked off. Is that
well, all the Wallage here are here in Prescott now.
Wow, finally.
Yes.
So it seems like we've been waiting for them.
I know it. And just let me say for our audience out there, Walla Tour is an art, music, wine, culinary, cultural tour from France. And the creator is Alain Housse, and he has brought in five bands from France, a fine chef from Provence. His name is David. And he brought in a fine artist, Yves Carolee.
Oh, wow.
So that's what the Voila Tour is about. And they are holding another 9 events in the Prescott area. On their way down from Sedona, they did an event in the Highland Center yesterday. And it was just fabulous. The music, the art, the dancing, the people just had a wonderful time. So
wow.
The official kickoff of the Voila Tour is at Mountain Artists Guild on a Larkin right near Sheldon.
Okay.
And it is called the French Connection Up Close and Personal, and it is tomorrow, August 28th, from 5 to 7 p.m., and it is a ticketed event.
So I can't just show up.
Well, right now there are a few tickets left.
Okay.
So if they're not sold in advance, you can show up, but we're limited to the amount of people. So if there gets to be our number of people in the building, then we can't let anyone else in. Yeah, so I'm sorry. So you might want to visit the website at Mountain Artists Guild, and you can buy the ticket, which is www.mountainartists.com. And that's plural with an S, guild.com. And it will come right up with, it will have a flyer of the International Art Show with Yves Carolee and myself. I'm the American artist that was chosen to be in the International Art Show for Voila Tour. And then you just push on the button, it brings you to buying the ticket. And it's only $15 for all of that you get. So The music that's going to be there is by an international award-winning harmonica player, Caddy Joe.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he's fabulous.
Harmonica.
And he's also a singer, and he plays gypsy blue jazz. And
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I have his CD, and I play it in my studio when I'm painting. So it is just absolutely fabulous. And then we have Gil Buswell, and Gil Buswell is this international rock star. I never loved rock until she came on, and I saw her last year, and I just love her voice and her singing. She creates her own music. She writes it. She sings it. She's the main singer. She has two other guitarists, but she is a guitarist.
Right.
And so she'll be playing, and she'll have her band members with her, as well as she has written specific music for the live-action painting, which Eve Carol Lee will do. And then, of course, we have the International Art Show, which is the first ever in the state of Arizona. So
wow.
Everything is up close and personal. You will feel like if you have been to France, you'll feel like you're back there. And if you've never been there, you are going to be transported there. But no matter what, you're going to have fun and have wonderful memories.
Oh, how much fun it sounds already. Like, I'm just excited to go.
So earlier in the day,
okay,
tomorrow, before the opening at MAG, there is this free event at Gail Gardner Walmart. And it's sponsored by Pepsi-Cola. And Alan brought in an international graffiti artist who, I haven't had a chance to meet her yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And she's going to paint on the truck, graffiti art on the truck. And then there's going to be a band in the truck. You know how they open it up?
Right.
And they're going to be jamming away. And that's free. So that would be really fun for kids to go and see and interact.
And that's tomorrow, just during the day?
Yeah, it's during the day. It's from 2 to 4 p.m.
Fun. Okay.
So then the opening at MAG is from 5 to 7, and that's ticketed.
And what kind of truck? I'm sorry.
It's their Pepsi-Cola truck. Their big
truck. Oh, my
gosh.
Their actual truck.
Their actual truck. Yeah.
I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking.
I was surprised, too. But it's the Pepsi truck. They're a big sponsor of the Voila.
And they're going to let her kind of take it over.
Yes.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's exciting.
That's great. And then after the event finishes at Mountain Artists Guild, everyone's going to, like, roll down the hill to the Raven, and from 7 to 10 at the Raven, it's called Paris in Music and Movie, and it's a free event. There's no admission charge to get into the Raven, and on the rooftop, they're going to be showing American in Paris.
Oh, wow.
And so that is going to be such a fun event with it's Audrey Hepburn that's
right,
in that movie.
Absolutely.
And downstairs, there will be three bands jamming away.
Okay.
So that will be a really, really fun event. And, so that's the end of Tuesday. Wednesday, again, this is at 69 Walmart on 69. There's another graffiti on the Pepsi truck and another band.
So just in case you missed that one,
right,
that's coming up tomorrow, you have another chance to still go see it.
Right. And I think the one on 69 is closer to Chino Valley, so people from Chino Valley can come
absolutely
with their kids.
Absolutely.
And once again, that one at Gail Gardner is at 3 to 5, I think it is. Yes, 3 to 5 o'clock. And there'll be music and the art.
And now, is this the same truck we're doing, like one side and one, or is it a totally different?
I don't know how they've arranged it, but that's a good idea.
Right. I just wondered if they were going to, because it's a big truck, if you think about it.
Is.
So is she going to do it the whole time, or is it going to be part of it?
I don't know. She's got 2 hours.
So,
yeah.
Well, artists can do a lot in 2 hours, actually.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. Then on Thursday the 30th, the Residence Inn is hosting an invitational-only VIP party, and this is to say thank you to all the sponsors and everybody who has been
so
great
nice.
With us, like this radio station in Sanford and Pepsi.
That's so great.
So that's a nice gesture, and we're very thankful for that. Okay, then we have on Okay, what night is this? Wednesday night, yeah. The 29th. Okay, at the Barley Hound. From 7 to 10 p.m., it's called Laguignette, and I'm probably mispronouncing that, but I think that's how it's pronounced, Laguignette. What this is, it's like being on a barge, which is a flat boat, if you've never seen one, on the Seine River that has lights strung all around it, and people are dancing and singing and music and drinking wine and eating. That's what's happening at the back of the Barley Hound.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're going to feel like you're on the Seine. Only thing, you're not on the Seine, but everything else is going to be like you're there. And that is a ticketed event. And Chef David is going to be doing the food.
Delicious.
As well as for music, it's Belin La Parisienne. And she is accompanied with an accordion and guitarist. And then there's going to be duets with singer Faulkner. And then Caddy Joe is going to be playing for the French Sons and Gypsy Blue Jazz. And there's some surprise guests also.
So
should be a fun event. That's from 7 to 10. That's a ticketed event. If you are interested,
right,
you have to go to the Barley Hound website to get that. So there's two ways of getting there. Just go to Barley Hound website, or you can go to voilatouraz.com, and every event that's happening with the Voila Tour will come up, and then you can push on the Barley Hound one. It'll bring you right to their ticketed
site.
How
much is that?
That is $15.
Oh, so once again, completely affordable.
Yes, very affordable. Okay, and then we have on Friday night the big thing. This is the huge concert. The roof is going to fall in. I hope not literally. But all five bands that Alain Houzet has brought in from France will be playing, as well as the Cheek Tones, Sugar and Mint, and Tom Agostino. And they will.
Oh, so you have local artists as well.
We have three Arizona local groups that will be performing, as well as the five from France, and then they're going to be jamming together.
Fun.
It will
what a
be
fun night.
Fabulous. It's just going to be wonderful. Then on Saturday, which is September 1st, that's the closing of all Voila Tour events. There are three events happening. The first one is from 4 to 7 at Rafters 11 in Prescott Valley. And Chris and Lowe, who are the badass rockers, are going to be playing. It's going to, and Faulkner is going to be there also. And it should be just absolutely fabulous. They have this beautiful little outdoor area, and they're going to be on the stage there, and it's going to be real nice and intimate. And that's from 4 to 7. Then from 5 to 7 on that same day, Voila Tour is supporting the Big Brothers Big Sisters, their fundraiser, and it's called Voila Forest Villers for the Little Brothers and Sisters.
Oh my gosh, I love the title.
Yeah, and Alain really believes in supporting nonprofit organizations, and you can see that he has hooked into many of them. Then the closing event is Saturday, September 1st, and it is at the Raven. It is free.
Free
but get there early. And it's called International Guitar Night, and it is international as well as intergenerational. So there are guitarists that are going to be playing that are from France and Germany and from Arizona, as well as older guitarists and some very young guitarists.
There's just so much going on, and what a perfect weekend, because people are having family coming in from out of town.
Absolutely.
Guests are coming into town. I know personally my parents are coming in from out of town. So this is something great that I can kind of say, you guys can go here, or I'll go and you watch the baby.
There you go. And that sounds good. You need a break.
Definitely could use a break. So what a great stream of events going on. They all sound so fun.
Thank you. So if you want information on all the events that are happening in Prescott regarding the Voila Tour, just go to V-O-I-L-A Tour, T-O-U-R-A-Z.com. everything will come up. You can even hook in to the different musicians' websites and see clips of them playing so you can say, oh, I think I really like that. Yeah, I really want to see that.
Right. And it tells you everything that you need to know for this fun times. And really, like you said, tomorrow is the official launch party.
Yes, it is. And we're looking so forward to it. It should just, last year in the spring, so it's like almost a year and a half ago, it was jamming. It was, the energy was wonderful. And I anticipate the same thing.
So it's
not
get
bigger.
Your tickets.
Yes.
It's $15.
Right.
And it's where at?
Mountain Artist Guild at 228 North Alarkin. Right near Sheldon. Go to our website, Mountain Artists, that's plural, guild, .com, and the ticket, your ability to buy your ticket will come up right away, and you just click on it, and you'll be able to facilitate it.
That's great. I think it's so wonderful that you guys are bringing this to Prescott.
Thank you. Yeah, it isn't just them coming to us. It's all the sharing that's going on.
Right, within all the communities.
Right, and like the International Art Exhibit is the first time ever in the state of Arizona there has been a American artist and a French artist showing and exhibiting with both the artists there. And it's called the French Connection. What's interesting is, like, I was chosen as the American artist, and I'm so honored. And my art relates to how we relate and what we have in common with the French.
Well,
that's how I created my body of work. And I'm a fine art printmaker and a painter. Yves Carroll Lee, his art was from when he came here in 2017, the first time ever to Arizona, up in the mountains. And he had this experience, this emotional experience, and it's his lens view that he created in the art.
Wow. Well, thank you so much today for being here today, Donna Carver with MAG and the Voila Tour, the media rep. You have been so fantastic, and we enjoy being with you. And we'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home where the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Hello, outdoors. We've missed you so much. With the arrival of September, our thoughts turn to your outdoor living space. It's time to think about gatherings and relaxing outside again. We'll look at current trends in landscaping and hardscaping. Get your vegetable and flower gardens ready, too. Start each weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. There's something for everyone at Olson's Arizona Equifest. Horse people, pet people, kids, people who want to learn about the animals they have, patriotic people, and folks who just want some wholesome entertainment. Once again this year, it's at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds with free admission and parking. Just set aside Saturday, September 15th, and plan on having a great time. Go to olsonsfamily.com or any one of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, or Clarkdale for all the details. By the way, we haven't let the dogs out. Who let the dogs out? Why? Farbenholt Kennels and Dog Training. They'll demo dog protection, and our local law enforcement agencies will show off their canine officer's skills. It's always fun to see the officer in the Michelin suit playing a bad guy, run from the scene, and meet a crashing end. A little more genteel will be Al's Lucky Dog doing free dog nail trimming from 10 till noon. So don't forget your dog when you come to Equifest Saturday, September 15th.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. There were two Phoenix police officer-involved shootings last night. The second one occurred around 2 a.m. near 39th Avenue and Bell Road. Sergeant Vince Lewis says officers were called to a home in reference to shots fired. The suspect, identified as 20-year-old Bryce Schenkenberg, continued to advance toward the officers, firing at them. Both officers returned fire. Schenkenberg died at the scene. Two victims were found inside the home. They will both survive.
They were together. They all knew each other. Over the course of the evening, a confrontation occurred and the suspect left, but then returned and fired shots at the home. Officers arrived and were immediately encountered by a subject who was armed in the street. This subject opened fire on the police officers who were in their patrol cars.
The suspect was well armed.
There was a handgun, a shotgun, and a rifle recovered at the scene.
This was the 37th officer-involved shooting in Phoenix this year. It's the Diamondbacks and San Francisco Giants from AT&T Park with the pregame show joined in progress at 7 o'clock, the first pitch at 7:15 on KQ&A-FM. The monsoon season might finally be over, cooling overnight with mostly clear skies to the mid to upper 50s. With a whole week of dry, warm sunshine and windy highs tomorrow through Thursday in the mid 80s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to the low 60s, then up to the sunny mid 90s for your highs the next few days. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
President Donald Trump has called for strengthening our military.
This budget will be a public safety and national security budget, and it will include a historic increase in defense spending.
And Kelly Ward, she disagreed with President Trump. Ward wanted to cut funding for our military fighting the war on terror. And when it comes to fighting ISIS, Donald Trump will do what it takes to keep America safe.
We have to knock the hell out of them.
But Kelly Ward disagreed with Donald Trump again. Kelly Ward called for restraint in the fight against ISIS.
What is your response to ISIS?
Restraint and realism.
Kelly Ward, restraint in fighting ISIS, cutting military funding, not helping President Trump. Kelly Ward is wrong for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burn and propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. And we have so much going on in Chino Valley this weekend. I am here with Lee Dudley, and he is with the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club. How are you doing, Lee?
I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me down here this morning. This is great.
No problem. Our Chino Valley Territorial Days weekend events is all just right around the corner. So who would know better than the Chino Valley Lions? Grr, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So to kick off our territorial weekend, this Friday, August 31st, we have Sequence and Saddles. And that is from 5 to 9 p.m., and that's held at Horses with Heart. What is that, you might say? Right, Lee?
Well, yes, it's Horses with Hearts, and those are people, good people.
And those are good people. We're going to be having a barbecue dinner. We're going to have some line dancing, some yee-haw fun, and some live music by the Rusty Pistols. We'll also have live auctions. We're going to be auctioning off homemade delicious pies. Once again, I said homemade delicious pies. We're going to do some Western art, leather goods, and a lot more. So that's the kickoff to our territorial weekend. That's Sequence and Saddles from 5 to 9 p.m. You can still get your tickets. You can go to chinovalley.org to buy your tickets online. Stop by the chamber office or stop by Horses with Heart. And tickets are only $30 in advance or $35 at the door. Now, Lee, Saturday we've got a whole list of events going on. Fun for the whole family. What do we got Saturday at 6 a.m.?
Well, to start this whole thing off, it's been a long time doing. We've done this for 32 years. We've only had a parade approximately the last 15, but it's worked out well. Saturday morning, September 1st, for the Labor Day weekend, it begins at 6 o'clock at the Senior Center. We have a pancake breakfast, and that's all you can eat for $5 a person. And
all you can eat.
All you can eat, and we can make as many pancakes as you think you can put down. We have that technology. We've had a lot of practice. We also, in the morning, beginning at 8 o'clock, we will start to gather up the folks that are going to be in the Territorial Day Parade. This parade it usually entails approximately 40 to 50 entries, anything from horses to cars to kids.
Horses, cars, kids.
Horses, cars, and kids. The parade actually begins at 9:15 at Territorial.
And then just right before the parade, at 7:15 a.m., we have the 10K and the 2-mile run walk. Lee, I didn't realize, but this is the 20th annual for that.
And you know, and I will apologize, I don't know too much about those folks. I know they do these runs, but I had no idea that it was that length of time.
Actually, yes. And what I did find out was all proceeds go to the Chino Valley Cross Country Team. And right now, if you'd like to sign up for like the 10K, it's only $25. If you'd like to sign up for the 2-mile, it's $20. And for youth under 12, it's $15. And the race will begin at Memory Park. And again, it's at 7:15 a.m. and it's right before the parade. For more information, people can contact Mark Metz, and he is with the Chino Valley School District. You can email him by mmetz@chinovalleyschools.com. All right. So we've got the pancake breakfast. Then we got the 10K 2-mile run walk. What else we got?
Well, I can see right now we've got some kids that are going to be tired, you know, putting it mildly. But no, on the pancake breakfast, we have extended our hours until 11 a.m., and that is mainly for the runners when they get back from the run.
Oh, so
they can have breakfast, because naturally they don't like to eat prior to running 10 miles or 2 miles.
And I understand 12 and under are free.
12 and under are free, and it's $5 a person, or if you have more than five people, it's just $5 a person, or a maximum of 35 for a group.
There's a loophole.
Yeah, there is. And if you have a group of people of, say, 10, the total bill would only be $35.
Wow.
So we try to take care of everybody in our town and
absolutely
make it enjoyable. So they have to get ready to be able to watch this parade. The parade will start staging at 8 a.m.
Okay.
And it will leave from the school parking lot at 9:15 and come down to Butterfield Road on 1 West.
All right.
And the parade route is a total of 1 mile if you're concerned about the distance you're going to walk or ride.
Well, you know, heck, if they just did a 10-mile and a 2-mile, not still.
That's correct. 1 more mile. What's a big mile?
Exactly. What's 1 more mile? Well, and then we also have vendors that are in the park, and that starts at 8 a.m.
That does. That's vendors in the park, and they go from until 2 p.m. It used to be a longer period of time, but we would normally get rained out in the latter part of the afternoon. So it's 8 to 2.
And we've got all kinds of stuff, right?
There's
arts and crafts.
There's arts and crafts. There's music. There's informational groups. There's some church folks that like to have their exposure. There's just a number of things. There's a food concession.
Food trucks, but not till after 11, so they're not competing with the pancake breakfast.
That's correct.
And then we also have the water slides. So we did say water slides, so parents make sure to pack their swimsuits, towels as well, and sunscreen. Rock wall, and we have a gyroscope and so much more. And all of this is free.
Yes, it is. It's all free. The only cost at all to the vendors is, I believe it's a $20 fee for their space.
Right. So any vendor out there that wants to still participate, it's $20 to get in and to be a vendor at Memory Park for our big weekend.
Yep. And it's no charge to the public.
And then we've got our parade. So our parade starts at what time?
9:15.
All right.
And it usually lasts approximately an hour. It's just a little over a mile in length. So
and they've got all kinds of people in there. Right now we have a lot of entries even.
So far we've gotten quite a few entries, yes. And everything from horses to automobiles to motorcycles to some floats. So and until Friday afternoon of this week, we will still take entries, even so we've cut off, but we will still accept entries for the parade.
Until Friday afternoon. If you're still thinking about doing the parade, there's still time.
There is time. Just make sure you contact one of us at the chamber or myself through the Lions so we can get you set up for Saturday morning.
Right. And that way, you know, and it doesn't have to be anything extravagant, right?
Oh, no.
It's just something nice, something, some visible exposure out in the community.
You know, we have some folks that just bring their kids and they want to walk in the parade to just be part of it. And it's fun.
Right.
And there are vendors, or I shouldn't say vendors, but applicants in the parade that like to throw candy to the kids on the sides.
And we won't say no to candy, will we?
Oh, no.
By any chance, are they throwing out chocolate?
Well, now I can't really give you that information.
Man, Lee.
You know, it's hard.
It is hard. So what we've got going on is we've got after the parade, 9:15, then everyone can go to the park, enjoy the vendors, enjoy the water slides, the rock wall, the gyroscope. And then we have some food trucks there that'll be at the park. And then after all that's said and done, what is the last thing for that night?
The corn feed.
The corn dinner.
Give those children and those kids and the FFA all the credit in the world for doing the pit barbecue and their corn dinner. It's outstanding.
And it's the 68th annual.
Yes, it is. I didn't realize it was that long of a period of time.
You just said pit barbecue. So I thought they only served corn.
No.
So this is why I'm attending my first annual corn dinner this year. So it's not just corn. You just said pit barbecue?
They do a deep pit barbecue. I believe they had salads.
Okay.
And I know they have pie for dessert. And you can also buy complete pies from them also.
Wow.
But and you better be quick on the draw.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Those pies go fast.
They do.
So, and this is all you can eat corn.
Yes.
So they walk around, and I know the corn is local, correct?
Yes.
It was from Cooper Farm is what I understand.
I cannot give you an honest answer. I know that wherever the farm is, the kids are mainly the main participants of the growing of the corn. Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. And this year it's going to be, it's September 1st from 3 to 7.
Yes.
So get there early. Better than later, and it's at Del Rio Elementary School.
Yes, it is.
And the general admission for this one is $9 in advance tickets, $10 at the door. Senior prices are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. And a family for up to five people is $40 in advance and $45 at the door.
Yes, it is.
And some of the places that you can buy your corn dinner tickets are Olson's Grain, Chino Rentals, Safeway, C&M Firewood, KDDL Radio here. And we can also get them, I know, at Maisie's.
Maisie's Gun Shop.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Wasn't aware of that. That's
well, you
great.
Know what? That's where I bought my tickets.
Well, that's good. Dave Maisie is a nice gentleman.
He definitely
yes, he is
a nice gentleman. So we've got an exciting weekend plan, a crazy weekend in Chino Valley.
Yes.
And this is a fun for the whole family. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, it is for the whole family, you know, because like in fun in the park with the vendors, we can keep children from 4 or 5 years old occupied. So we can start pretty early with the age group and the kids can all have a lot of fun and it's just a great day. It'll wear you out by the end of the day.
We've got so much going on. Yeah, like we said, this weekend. And thank you to like the FFA, the Chino Valley Lions Club, Morning Lions. The Lionesses are also taking spearheading this. The Chino Valley Town, the Town of Chino Valley,
yes.
The Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, Horses with Heart. Wow, there are so many people that have come together to just make this such a great community event.
It is, and you know, we have a small town, but we're very tight-knit,
mm-hmm.
and we like to have fun and enjoy people to come in and get involved.
Right.
And it's very surprising how many folks you run across that come up here for the weekend from the valley just for two reasons. One, to cool off, and for two, to have fun and enjoy a day.
Exactly. And so when they come up here, they'll have a way to kick off the Friday with some fun at Sequence and Saddles.
Yep.
Who doesn't want to dance their boots off? I know you do, Lee.
Well, I don't normally get my boots off because then I get mud between my toes and I fall down. So you have to have rules.
Have to have rules. Well, I mean, come on. Aren't you wearing socks with those boots?
Socks?
Socks? What are those? So we've got such a great and fun event going on, and I can't stress it enough. It'd be so much fun for the whole family. Everyone is welcome to come out. If you can't make it to our Friday kickoff at Sequence and Saddles, then definitely make it for Saturdays, September 1st, all of the celebration, starting from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And again, yes, and thank you. And it's a pleasure to be on the radio and to give the folks the information that they need to know so they can have fun. And I will, believe me, you'll enjoy your whole weekend. We just make it a fun time.
If they wanted to still participate in the parade, how do they get a hold of you? What do they need to do?
The easiest thing is contact the Chamber of Commerce, or you can go online to Territorial Day's Parade, and you can get a application downloaded off of the computer system.
Awesome. So, and I know that the Chamber of Commerce also has the applications there, too.
Yes,
so
they do.
So we have them outside in the kiosk, so if we're not open, if it's after hours, you can go outside, or you can go to chinovalley.org and download it there as well.
Exactly. Or well, the senior center, too, if you're over on the north side of town.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Lee, thank you so much. I had Lee Dudley today helping me talk about the Chino Valley Territorial Weekend. And we will be back with more on KQ&A Chino Valley on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Thanks for joining us today. Thank you to our guest. We had such great guests today. We had Michael Smith of Big Brothers Big Sisters, Donna Carver, Mag and Voila Tour Media Rep, and we also had Lee Dudley from the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club. Some upcoming events that are going on in Chino Valley, we talked about the Territorial Weekend. That's the kickoff is August 31st through September 1st. And the kickoff is Sequence and Saddles, and that's Friday, and that's going to be our barbecue dinner. Come learn how to line dance. So if you're not an expert dancer, come learn. Live auction, leather goods, Western stuff. It should be a fun time, an event that you don't want to miss. And then we also have September 1st, we have everything kicking off from the parade, the pancake dip brunch, the pancake breakfast, the 10K 2-mile run walk. We have vendors in the park, and we have the Corn FFA annual FFA Corn Dinner. Also, for the Chamber side, September 5th is our business and networking luncheon. So get signed up and registered. Our featured guests are Hospice Family Care. So come learn about what they're doing for our local community and what their services are. So we are going to have such a jam-packed weekend of fun, and we hope to see you all there. We'll see you next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.